Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I would appreciate it if you would check that out and use it to your advantage. We got a lot of stuff there that will help you. We update it every single day. New stuff, new podcasts, new articles, new video every week. But every other day we put up lots of new stuff. So check it out. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. Catherine Computer is our guest. She's the author of You Are a Brand, the letters U and R, A Brand. It's the second edition. Catherine, tell us how we can find your book and you, please.
Well, you can find it on my website, selfbrand, selfbrand.com, and I blog at artofbranding.com.
All right, so check that out. I'm sure the book's available wherever books are sold. Catherine, we're talking about personal brands, especially we're using the presidential brands as an example. When I was watching President Obama, you know, I watched it as a reporter. I was taking notes because I knew I was going to report on it the next day in the first debate.
Right.
And I remember seriously feeling empathy for him, feeling sorry for him, you know, and because it was uncomfortable to watch. And knowing him as an interested observer, and knowing a little bit about his background and about how the media has treated him.
Right.
If you think about it, when's the last time anybody remembers him being questioned very significantly by the media about anything? And I was watching him and I said, but right now he's saying, man, I wish I'd been taking more of these kinds of questions over the last 3-4 months.
Right, right.
Because he wasn't ready for them, was he?
No, he wasn't ready for them, and I think that, you know, it's a problem when you're king, you know? It's a problem when you're the CEO of a company. If you surrounded yourself with everyone telling you how wonderful you are every day, you believe it,
Isn't that the basis of The Emperor Has No Clothes?
Of course.
That story? But so now let's bring it back quickly to our businesses. I mean, you and I have seen people who hit the ground in a whirlwind of media and frenzy and excitement. People thought they were great, they were wonderful, and it turns out that they really didn't have any critical mass. And so what once was a great brand launch became a fizzle.
Right.
Because for whatever reason. And that's the kind of thing we need to avoid, obviously, in our businesses, isn't it?
Right, you know, and you don't want to surround yourself with all yes people. So you want to surround yourself with people that are going to challenge you. And somebody is going to say, hey, Mr. President, you know, it's the economy, it's jobs. You've got to have ideas for people, and, you know, people are suffering out there. So I think it's a problem, you know, that it's a very important lesson to learn. But also, when you're speaking to the troops, you know, you have to have high energy. He had very low energy. He didn't connect with the audience. He kept looking down at the lectern.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you got to connect with people. That's your job as running a business. You got to be chief talent officer.
But even connecting, you know, obviously style and substance are both important.
Right, right.
But you've got to have enough style to be attractive, but you've got to have enough substance to be substantial. I mean, and I hate to use the same word in definition. My friend Tim Berry, the world's business planning expert, said a man came to him, was going to launch a new business. He was going to sell soup. Literally, the guy thought he had the most wonderful recipe for soup in the world. And he was going to launch a business, and wanted Tim to help him. And Tim said, well, do people like your soup? He said, what do you mean? he said, have other people eaten your soup? And he said, well, no. And he said, you need to take your soup out into the park and see if people will eat it.
right.
You know, and so you've got to have substance too, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. You need to have both going. And I think you need to have a message that resonates. And that's why I said it's attaching an idea to yourself, attaching an idea to your business. But your idea has to be different than other people, and it has to be attractive. It has to be desirable. It has to be relevant to people. So that's a key thing that you want to do.
And
I think that, you know, Romney took charge there because he was branded by Obama before as not likable and as elitist. And here he was talking to us directly, and he seemed very likable.
And he looked into the camera, too. He looked into the camera, I think, more, which I think is very smart. And quickly, what did you think about the what would you say about the difference between in the vice presidential debates? Did you watch that one?
I watched it, sure. I think both of them gave a much better performance than, you know, President Obama did in round one. So I think both of them, you know, it was kind of a draw. But I think that, you know, if you looked at it, you know, Joe Biden was very energetic. Maybe you could say he was a little over the top with all the smiling, you know, maybe a little too loud and not respectful enough of Ryan.
But as a presidential brand, did you see him in the White House with his behavior?
Well, I think the problem was it wasn't presidential enough. It was a little too loud, a little too
That's what I'm getting at.
That's too emotional.
So when you're in front of an audience, when you're in front of a customer, you know, you have to check your position, don't you? You have to realize what is it that I'm supposed what is the image I should be portraying here? What do I want my brand to look like in front of these people?
And I think, look at Biden, he made a lot of negative facial expressions when Ryan was talking. So he showed kind of disrespect for him. Ryan was neutral. He didn't like grimace or laugh when Biden was talking. So, you know, that's something to think about too, because these nonverbal messages are very, very powerful.
That's very excellent point. Catherine, I got to wrap it up. Give us the website again, please, one more time.
The website is selfbrand.com, selfbrand, and it's You Are a Brand, second edition, my book.
Check it out, wherever books are sold. Thanks, Catherine. Good job. We'll see you next time. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.